15-year-old
Caroline Combemale, Combemale,
grew up in Belgium. Her mom is from Pittsburgh, her dad from France, which explains why she often lapses into hushed French when she talks to her mother. Her family moved to Wexford when she was in grade school. She's naturally outgoing and was surprised when her classmates began to bully her. It got so bad that Combemale and her parents decided a cyber charter school was a better option for her education. Today, she is flourishing under the flexibility of Agora Cyber School, which allows her to keep up with her traditional school peers while giving her the freedom to pursue other interests, of which she has many. When she's not in school, Combemale can be found teaching an introductory computer programming language called Scratch to other students at their schools or at community centers.
So it's really great for kids who have no coding experience.
Do you like the teaching aspect of it?
I love teaching Scratch. It's one of my favorite thing ever.
Or she may be playing lead guitar with her band Louder Than Traffic. Right now they do covers, but she says they plan to write their own music.
We have played one gig, and we're playing another one. We're pretty cool.
She also loves volunteering at Assemble Pittsburgh, an interactive arts and technology program located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Combemale is on a debate team, and she formed a Gay-Straight Alliance, or GSA, group at her online school.
A lot of kids go to cyber school because they're being bullied, and we don't just focus on GSA issues. We also focus on bullying and other types of discrimination. So it's really great because all these like-minded kids can come together in this group and talk about issues. A lot of kids bring up racism or disability injustice.
Part of Combemale's experience is colored by a physical health problem called reflex neurovascular dystrophy, or that's what it used to be called.
Now they call it complex regional pain syndrome and reflex sympathetic dystrophy. They should stop changing name and find a cure.
The chronic condition is characterized by severe pain in the joints and muscles.
Basically, my whole body could be in pain at any moment. Whenever you're stressed, you start getting a lot of pains everywhere, and it's really uncomfortable, and it just builds up on the stress because you can't do whatever you're stressed about because you have pain, and it just becomes just like a giant train wreck.
Combemale says that while she was already an active social person before her condition was diagnosed a few years ago, she thinks it's been a factor in keeping her busy. The pain is always with her, so the distraction that comes with new and varied experiences is more than welcome.
I was constantly searching for an escape, and I finally found it. So I'd say that if I didn't, I might not have been as desperate for another thing to keep my mind on, so I might not be where I am now.
She says she's undecided on what she wants to do when she grows up. Combemale calls computers her first love, but she also enjoys music. And then she thinks she may want to go into business because she loves to travel and connect with people. Or perhaps she'll go into medicine.
So I don't actually know where I'm going to go. I just know I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to do something I like. I have to figure that out.
For WESA News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs.